Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Sabbath services. I would like to cover about three different things, maybe four, so we'll do this in segments as we go. First of all, I would like to read you some thoughts that I had Ron Carey, our webmaster, take down for me. Now, the way I answer my emails is this. He is so good at dictation that I get on the phone and I answer the emails and he takes them down and sends them out. So last summer when they quit paying gold on ETFs, how many here, I think I mentioned last week, I don't know if you, how many know what an ETF is? Okay. An ETF is basically a casino bet. And ETF, they can have it on commodities, the products. It's a bet whether it's going to go up, whether it's going to go down. So the COMEX, one of the major things you need to watch for, I don't know how long it's going to take, but the COMEX, that is the place where they have gold and silver and precious metal ETFs. That is going to fail. And when that fails, that is going to trigger an immediate... That was fast, wasn't it? Now, let's just liken this bell to 1,000,000 ounces of gold. That's supposed to be in storage in the COMEX vaults. So they have brokers who then solicit business. Many people are online doing their own investments and so forth. And so there are people who don't want to invest in physical gold to hold it. They invest in an ETF or paper gold, which says, this paper is redeemable on such and such a date for so many ounces of gold. So if everything's going well, they roll that over. Well, now bankers have known for centuries that you put things into a bank and the maximum reserve that they need to have for all of the pledges of the money in the bank is 12%. However, most of the banks are down to some clear to 1% for reserve. Okay? Now back to the ETF. How can we make more money on this 1,000,000 ounces of gold? Well, someone else calls in and says, I want to buy a position for gold. That's a paper position. Okay, how many ounces do you want to buy? Well, they tell you how many ounces. Okay. Well, the COMEX has been doing this for years. And the strain came on the COMEX when the Germans demanded repatriation of their gold and they were told, no, you can't have it. Because we don't. Okay. Now then, that was sometime last spring. So in August, here are my thoughts in August. The dollar is still too powerful to pull the rug and dump it entirely because there is no currency to replace it. Even a combination of the Chinese yuan, which they're pushing for, the Russian ruble, and the euro, or the Indian rupee, or whatever they have in Brazil. You've heard of the BRICS? How many have heard of the BRICS? Wow. I thought I was speaking to a knowledgeable audience. You need to be more alert. The BRICS are Brazil, India, Russia, and China. Okay? Not building BRICS. Not 9/11, the BRICS have fallen down. See? Okay. Get your antenna up. Smile big. Okay? All combined cannot handle international trade on the basis that the U.S. dollar does. This is why China is making unilateral agreements with countries to trade using the yuan rather than using the U.S. dollar. And to use the U.S. dollar, they buy U.S. treasuries and they have dollar reserves. And these are all in digital accounts. And so money flows back and forth. Okay? So let me just tell you this. If we are on the edge of the cliff ready to fall, we have half a foot already over the edge. And one slip could cause terrible problems. So what they do, they make an agreement on whatever they agree to the exchange rate, and they trade back and forth. One other little sidebar concerning the Chinese. Oh, we don't want to buy U.S. Treasury bonds. That's for public announcement. Because the Fed has given them access direct to the Fed to buy at the Fed window and cut out the New York brokers. So immediately they gain at least 0.5% more on buying U.S. Treasuries. Plus, I am sure they leverage a discount. Now, you know what a discount is? Okay? Par is 100%. I am sure they get a discount of at least 3 or 4%, maybe more initially. Plus, they buy at the Fed window, and they get at least another 0.5% broker commission. And then, most people don't realize what they are doing with these, but they are taking them to London, and they are getting loans so they can build their high-speed rail transit coming clear to the Mediterranean. They can build pipelines for oil and gas coming to China. They can build gas pipelines coming down from Kazakhstan down to Pakistan. Another little sidebar over here. How many have seen the effects of methanol coming into the atmosphere that are not caused by automobiles and industry? They have coal mines that are burning, releasing these things. You look it up. Look up burning coal mines, okay? They even have several towns in Pennsylvania that they've had to completely move people out of. They have burning coal mines in China. They have volcanoes letting off methanol all the time. So that's why you need to get your car in order and get your good electric car so you can cut down on your methanol emissions, which are like a spit in the ocean. Now back to Kazakhstan. In Kazakhstan, they were drilling for natural gas. They have some of the world's greatest reserves of natural gas. And as they were drilling down, all the equipment fell down into this big hole, and they have a big 230-yard wide hole in the ground in Kazakhstan. So you look that up online. And that is natural gas burning every day, 24 hours a day, year after year after year after year. So if you think the greeny weenies are deceived, okay, and that if you hug a redwood tree, you're helping the earth, you are utterly deceived beyond any help. So if someone wanted to write President Obama, they should say, President Obama, we appreciate your anti-CO2 and methane emission thoughts. However, before you enact anything, how about if you use your mighty power and go stop the one in Kazakhstan, stop all earthquakes, put out every fire in every coal mine in the world, and then we would believe that you could help the CO2 and the methanol methane, methanol, whatever it is, okay? Doesn't come from cars. Yes, look at Southern California. They cleaned it up a lot. I remember my first week at Ambassador College. There was so much smog here, it was incredible. 10 days later, I discovered there were mountains. And that was in 1961. So yes, there are things that men can do, but there are other things men cannot do. Okay? So China is using these T-bills to finance everything necessary to fulfill the prophecies of the 200 million armies coming west. Furthermore, they are now making high-speed rail from China down to Vietnam, down to Cambodia, down to Laos. And we're going to see China rise to be the greatest power the earth has ever seen. It's going to be something. So we need to stay alert. Okay? This is all building. It's all building. It's kind of like this. Have you ever stacked cards to build a card house? Stack it up, and you keep going. And the higher you get, the little more tenuous it is. Okay? And then finally, when you get to the top of it to put the last card on top to finish it, you put it down too hard, and everything crumbles. That's what's going to happen. And all of that's going to take place before the mark of the beast. All right? Let's go on here. Now, that being said, there's still too much trade with the U.S. that they have a lot to overcome to get to the point of having a substitute world currency. Still true. We have been hurt with these economic things, but not down. But there comes a day. On the other hand, there's a mad dash for gold and silver. It is so spread out throughout the world in various nations that it is not at this point possible to use that gold for a gold-backed world currency. However, as I mentioned, I think a week ago or 2 weeks ago, gold is leaving America and the COMEX. Now, the problem with the COMEX is this. For every ounce of gold, they have paper contracts times 50 on the same ounce of gold. So they are telling those that want redemption, you will take cash because they don't have the gold. And most of the gold in 2 years is going to end up in Chinese vaults because Western corrupt monetary system in silver and gold and other precious metals is so corrupt, so over ETF'd, if I could put it that way, and not being countries, think of it, Germany could not repatriate its gold. Now that's serious stuff. You hear none of that on the news. Oh no, you've got all of the complicit liars on the major news channels. If you think you're getting all the news on Fox, you better go to your computer and get some online. Okay? Now then, in building these vaults, they're building major vaults in Hong Kong and Singapore. What is happening now? Gold is coming from London, the London Bullion Association Market, okay, the LBAM. They are taking the bullion bars to Switzerland. They are remelting them down into the sizes that the Asian nations prefer and shipping them for storage to China. So, that's why, remember the gold went down, bam, all of a sudden? Okay. That's what they call a naked short. A dressed short is this. we put up money and then we bet it goes down. A naked short is we don't put up any money, but we take it down. And they went after 50 million ounces of gold with that takedown, and gold went down from 1900 to about 1280 something. Okay? Silver went down as well, but there's a premium for it. What was the reason for that? To clear out as many ETF bets that the COMEX had so that the fall would not be so disastrous when it comes. But gold is going out, it is going out, it is going out. One other little sidebar. If you think there is gold in Fort Knox, you're greatly deceived. One other sidebar with that sidebar. During the Clinton presidency, there were gold bullion bars that the U.S. sold that were not pure gold. It was tungsten covered with gold because tungsten has nearly the same weight as gold. These ended up in Ethiopia. When it got to China, little drill, oh, look at this. There's tungsten in here. How's that for making friends? See? All right. Let me finish a couple things here. Okay. So this means one central bank cannot get total control of the gold. And people, let me also say this. Next time you go into the bank, read the FDIC notice that is right there when you make a deposit. Have you seen that? Okay. It says, FDI insured for each depositor. It used to be each account. Up to 250,000. How many remember what happened in Cyprus? Did you watch that? The banks took everything above, what was it, 150 euros or whatever. Okay, shut the bank down for 10 days. And always remember this, they always shut it down after Friday business. Always. And it was shut down for 10 days. And they took the money because technically when you put your funds, because you don't have money, you have digital funds in your account. It belongs to the bank. So when times get tough, oh, we need this to pay for the debts and pay for taxes. Now, I don't think there are very many people here who have 250,000 or more in the bank. But let me suggest something very significant. Stash a little away. Oh, Randy, you have more than that? No, okay. Stash a little cash away, every week. It's a week. See, that is, go ahead and set some cash aside. Go ahead, and if you get a little precious metal, if you buy a coin a week or two a week or three a week, whatever, get some silver, get some gold, and don't put it in a bank storage box. And don't tell anyone anything of what you have. No one. That's the only way you're going to get through the difficult times that are going to come, because they are coming. We need to understand that. Okay? All right. That will be necessary to bring out the mark of the beast. Now then, I've said for how many years, those of you who have been on the mailing list for how many years, I've said what? Get out of debt, right? Yes. Well, do the best you can. All right, let's come to Deuteronomy 28 here for just a minute. Now, you've heard of the housing boom up in Northern California, million-dollar houses. Oh, boy, this is great. Sales are really up. They're up 11%. Oh, hooray. What they haven't told you is that these are being bought by the Chinese and Asians. There is no housing boom. And once they buy them, it doesn't benefit the economy because there's no loan, there's no continuing cash that's flowing through the system in loan payments and so forth. So you see, you have to consider that. Deuteronomy 28, all right? We've read this before, but we need to read it again, okay? How many saw the news last night where this American black was beat up in London because he was drinking a beer near a section of London that enforces Sharia law, and to drink beer is against Sharia law? And they have Sharia law in Dearborn, Michigan. Did you know that? Yes, indeed. There are going to be so many crises that are going to come up. It is going to be unbelievable, and it will be very difficult to handle them. Look at all the unemployed. Look at all the race hatred. Look at all the religion hatred. All of it. And it's going to get down to church at home. It'll end up there for your own safety. All right? Concerning economics, let's go back up one verse. Verse 43. The stranger dwelling among you shall get up above you very high. Not just a little bit. Not just a partner. Very high. See? And you shall come down very low. So this is a process. And we see that happening in America today, don't we? More unemployed, more on the government dole. And when the dollar fails, they're going to be angry as can be. And at that point, I would suggest that if Obama's still president, or if he's retired, that he might find a safer haven somewhere in another country. So everybody's going to be fighting everybody. How many have seen the program Doomsday's Preppers on History Channel? Okay? You think they're going to be peaceful? Do you think that Louis Farrakhan's Million Man Army is going to be peaceful? Do you think that the Muslims are going to be peaceful? Who do they hate? They hate all of what is known as Western civilization, which is basically the children of Israel. Okay? Verse 44. He shall loan to you, and the scale tipped in 1983. We were a creditor nation until that time. And until 1983, then we started becoming a debtor nation. And now we owe more money to more people than the world has money to handle. You shall not loan to him. He shall be the head and you shall be the tail. Next time you pet your dog, remember that. Okay? All these curses shall come on you and shall pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God, keep his commandments and his statutes which I command you. Now that's for the nation. We need to also think about the church. I wonder what God thinks when he looks down here at the church. Well, we'll talk about that in a bit. All right, now I just got this from the Financial Times yesterday. The title is Superpower at Risk of Slippage. Sound a little bit like what we just read? And it's a process. It's a process. Just like building the house of cards. It's a process. You build it up. Now, could you think of building a house of cards starting small down here and building an inverted pyramid of a house of cards? That's about where we are. The dollar still reigns, but underlying confidence is shaken. It has been 10 days since the U.S. government shutdown came to an end. And if the bond market were your guide, there would appear to be no lasting cost. Another thing, a little sidebar on the Federal Reserve Bank. They're buying $85 billion of U.S. debt a month to support all of this nonsense paying to addict the Americans to government handouts. And there are some people trying to stop it, but they are terrorists, they are against the president, they are nothing. And we have a government that is at complete loggerheads with itself and the American people, and a president who is totally out of touch with reality because he is so in touch with his personal agenda and who he is rather than what he ought to be. And this is all a result of the sins collectively of the American people and the British people and those in Europe. And when it hits, there is going to, especially in Europe, there is going to be a Muslim backlash which is going to absolutely be devastating. It's going to be something. All right? The Federal Reserve supports the stock market by giving nearly free money to those big investors. So they keep the stock market up. And that feeds back to the Federal Reserve because they own the repository trust company, which is the holding company for all original stocks and bonds. They hold the paper for them, and they then own it. If any of you have stocks or bonds, you have no ownership of those bonds, even though you have a certificate that says you have so many stocks, whatever you have. Your ownership is beneficial. You can use it for your personal use, but they will not give you the original notes or stocks or shares. The repository trust company holds them all. And this becomes a reserve to loan, as they are an independent international central bank. And that's what's keeping things going. Guess how much money they loaned Europe in their crisis? Anybody read it? You didn't read it? $16 trillion they loaned to the Europeans. Now you see, I want you to comprehend how big this bubble is and how delusional that the government of the U.S. is because they're blinded, because they have rejected God. And now they're going to take it out of the pledge for the cadets coming out of the Air Force. Take out at the end of it, when they have their pledge, they graduate, so help me God, get rid of it. Because someone said, oh, I'm offended. You know what you need to tell people like that? Go be offended, you little sissy. That's right. And there's also a series called The Womanization of America. Now, that's not to put women down. However, good things do not happen when women reign in majority. All matriarchal systems come to an end very quickly. You want to know what the basic thinking is on that? It's not that God is against women. God gave women some of the most important qualities he didn't give men. To be able to have feelings, emotions, care, security, nurturing. God didn't give it to men, okay? Because you can't put everything in men and everything in women, see? Who built the Empire State Building? Who built all the things that the great achievements of building? Men did. Who designed them? Men did. Did women help? Sure they helped. But that's just the way that it is. Look at the nations of the world where they are run by tribal matriarchs. They're held at a certain level. Everything is done by emotion. See? Now, that's not being against women. It's just showing you have deficiencies, men have deficiencies. That's why God made male and female. So together, you can do what needs to be done. See? So now we're going to have, what's her name, the new Meller or Heller? Who's the new Federal Reserve woman? Meller, I think it is? Okay. I hope it's not Heller. You missed that. Sorry about that. Okay. Now, with this report, the 10-year U.S. bond yield dipped below 2.5% this week for the first time since August. Yet beneath the surface, Washington's flirtation with a voluntary default has shaken confidence in American political institutions. There may be no immediate rival to the dollar as the world's reserve currency. Markets are more preoccupied by prospects of a delay to the Federal Reserve's tapering plans. Now, Federal Reserve says we're going to taper off buying $85 billion a month. But the truth is, the way inflation is going to hit, they may end up buying $1 trillion a month just to keep it afloat. Now, let me ask you a question. What if you had deep down in the dungeon of your house a printing press where you could print money? You didn't have to work. But you printed it so good that it was accepted as real. Now, if you got into a financial crisis, what would you do? You'd run down to your little dungeon and you would print all the money you needed to take care of the financial crisis, right? But one day someone is going to find out that you're doing the printing. And it's all going to come to an end. That's what it's going to be with the Federal Reserve. Okay? All right. Now, let's cover something else. Let's come here to Matthew 24 for a minute, please. So the moral of that part of the sermon is, be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove, and make sure that you work like an ant and store it all up. Yelling. Yellen. Y-E-L-L-E-N. Yellen. Well, I hope she's good at yelling. Okay? Now then, remember what Jesus told the disciples. Matthew 24, and we're seeing every one of these things. The key to understanding Matthew 24 is this. The only time there is a complete fulfillment of it is when you see all these things. All these things. Not 50%, not 60%, not 80%, not 90%, not 95%, but 100%. Because there will come a time when they will peak at 100%. Boom! And the key to that will be the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem, which might be postponed a little bit because we may have a war within 30 days of Israel against Iran. How many saw that Iran could have a bomb in 30 days? Did you see that on the news? Okay. Well, I don't think Netanyahu is going to sit back and say, oh, John Kerry, would you pretty please negotiate with these wonderful people for us? Not going to happen. Okay. They wanted to know when the end of the age would be. First thing he said, Verse 4, then Jesus answered and said to them, be on guard that so that no one deceives you. And that is by any means, by any system, whether it is religious, whether it is educational, whether it is governmental, whether it is in business or whatever. No one deceive you. We are to prove all things. Okay? Now then. First thing he said, verse 5, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they shall deceive many. That's continuous down to this day. Now, I got a paper written by a man who has a blog, and he attends many churches of God. He has attended our fellowship groups as well as XYZ of the churches of God. And he wrote a paper that we don't need to use anointed cloths. Okay? And his paper, let's come here to Acts 19, and again, it was accused that there was a church leader who was very charismatic, and that is what he did. So therefore, because it says, when you are sick, call for the elders of the church. And therefore, you should call for the elders, Acts 19, concerning where we get the basis for anointed cloths. Okay? Acts 19. And what he did was this. He said that all of these things were just local for Ephesus, and that we should not do any of these things. Okay? So let's read what he did here. Let's pick it up in verse 8. Then he entered into the synagogue and spoke boldly for 3 months, that is, daily for 3 months, not 90 days in a row, reasoning and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. And how did he reason and persuade? If you go into the synagogue, what are you going to use? You're going to use the Old Testament, correct? And you can preach the gospel from the Old Testament through Christ. Paul said you can. That's what he did. See? Today we've got the whole Old Testament and the whole New Testament. We are in an entirely different situation than back then. Verse 9, but when some were hardened, refused to believe, speaking evil of the way. See, the way of God is a way of life. It is not a religion. See? He departed from them and separated the disciples and disputed these things daily in the school of a certain Tyrannus. And as this took place for 2 years, so that all who inhabited Asia heard the message of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks. Okay? Now, is the message of the Lord limited to a local area? No. What did Jesus say? Go into all the world. Okay? This is part of it. All right. He did it for 2 years, verse 10. Verse 11, and God worked special miracles of power by the hands of Paul. Okay? Does that mean that it was limited to just that? Did Paul do other miracles other places? Yes, he did. So that even when handkerchiefs or cloths were brought from his body, he probably laid his hands on it. They may have taken a whole piece of cloth and put on him, and then he would pray and then cut it up and send it out. Okay? Brought from his body to those who were sick, the diseases departed from them, and the wicked spirits went out of them. Question. How many here have received an anointed cloth? How many have been healed as a result of using it? Question, did God then honor that? Yes, he did. All right. And casting out wicked spirits. Then it talks about what the vagabond Jews did and so forth. Verse 17. Now this became known to everyone inhabiting Ephesus, both Jews and Greeks, and fear fell upon them all, and the name of the Lord was magnified. Then many of those who believed came forward and to confess and declare their deeds, and many of those who practice occult arts brought their books and burned them before all. Now, this should only happen in Ephesus, is that correct? No. What did Paul say? He said, when he wrote the Corinthians, I'm writing you exactly the teachings that I teach in every church. Okay? So the word of God spread and prevailed mightily. Now what happens? What happens when Paul is gone? Well, there were elders left there too, weren't there? And he gave the warning to them in the 20th chapter what was going to happen. You can read that. So when you are sick, James 5 says, call for the elders of the church and anoint him with oil. And the prayer of faith shall save the one who is sick. Okay? Now, what if the elder cannot get there, just like when Paul was in Ephesus, he sent these claws out to different ones who were sick. And the diseases left and the evil spirits left. Okay? Are we to take the whole Bible and make proper judgments from it and to find that if there is a practice that obviously God blessed in the New Testament, that we should likewise do? Of course. So that's how the anointed cloth came about. And many people have been healed down through time, not only by those in the church that we know, but also others who use the same practice because in faith. It's not the cloth, but that is a way of conveying to the person the personal attention of the elder who has prayed for you to God. Now, when I anoint cloths and send them out, I pray particularly for that person, lay hands on the anointed cloth, anoint it with oil, and pray as if I were there, but because of distance, cannot be there. And God honors that. So what we have with someone writing something like this is a little leaven coming in to undermine the faith. And so this is something that we need to really be aware of. All right, let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back and we'll cover a couple of other things after that.